Good afternoon. The back left-hand corner here, we're going to move our recruit class into. So if you're standing there, if you wouldn't mind, go to the right there, please. Good afternoon, everyone. Please rise while our law enforcement basic training class 571 enters and remain standing for an opening prayer delivered by Mr. Wayne Cash.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the purpose of this meeting. We want to thank you for the blessings you've given us today. We thank you for the sunshine. We thank you for safe travels to arrive here today. We want to ask your blessings today on this compound, the campus that's being built. We pray that all who enter in receive training will receive training to enable them to do their job completely, efficiently, safely, and compassionately. So at the end of their shift, that they will be able to return home to their family. They and their co-workers return home safely to their family each day. We ask that you would go through the rest of the proceedings, give us safe travels home, and bless this campus that we're dedicating today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Cash. It's always an honor to have you and your wife present anytime we have a ceremony. Thank you so much. Please be seated. On behalf of the Department of Criminal Justice Training, welcome. And thank you for being here today on this important day. The Bashir administration's top priority is the safety and security of all Kentuckians. Governor Bashir knows that it's important for our people not to just be safe, but to feel safe in their homes, at work, at school, and on the road. That's why, since day one, his administration has continually supported and invested in law enforcement and law enforcement training. The mission of the Department of Criminal Justice Training is to lead with integrity by illuminating a path of skills and knowledge that enhances law enforcement agencies and communities throughout the Commonwealth. We do this through a commitment to prepare law enforcement officers for the tough job they're facing in service to their community and to our Commonwealth. Since our department was created in 1973, we provided nearly all of our Kentucky law enforcement officer basic and in-service training in Richmond. Our state-of-the-art facility in Madison County has provided leading opportunities for officers that are unrivaled anywhere in the nation. The Bashir administration has recognized the importance of this work. Governor Bashir has made it a priority to protect law enforcement officers because every hero deserves to return home at the end of each shift. Professional training is vital to that. But in recent years, it's become harder for our department to train our officers because the demand for training has increased. Communities require more officers and more protection, which means that we have to adapt. We've increased the amount of officers per class at our Richmond campus and moved some of our training online. This meant, however, that Team Kentucky also had an opportunity to provide a closer facility for our Western Kentucky partners. Many of you have had to drive several hours to and from Richmond, which puts a strain on your agencies, your people, and your families. That's why several years ago, the Bashir administration started the process of finding a space in this half of the state to serve as our second campus, and we quickly landed here in Madisonville. We worked with the General Assembly to get funding for this facility, which they provided. We have a couple of members here today. Thank you all for your support of this. But we also had a need to address our training right now, while we were in the design process and while we were in the construction process. For many recruits, training closer to home means less time away from family, less travel burden, and stronger connections to the communities they're preparing to serve. That matters. It matters to the agencies that depend on these officers, to the families who support them, and to the future of public safety across the region and across the Commonwealth. Local leaders like Mayor Keith Cotton, Police Chief Steve Bryant, and Judge Executive Jack Whitfield stepped up, working with us to find a temporary location that we could train officers in the area. Thanks to them, we were able to launch basic training in Madisonville last year before we ever had a permanent home. We also could not have done this without the hard work of our DOCJT staff here on the ground. They stepped up, adapted, and went to work. They believed in this mission from the beginning, and they laid the foundation for this program, which is what the program's already become. Their dedication, professionalism, and willingness to build something in service of Kentucky law enforcement has brought us to this moment. And I could not be more proud of our team. Thank you all. For Team Kentucky, this was a no-brainer. It clearly filled a vital need that would in turn serve public safety in our communities. What we celebrate here today is more than just construction. It's commitment. It is a result of people who saw a need, worked together, stayed focused on what this would mean for our officers who serve in West Kentucky. This facility will continue providing Kentucky heroes with the best possible training while reducing the burden on their families and their agencies, which will in turn make their jobs easier and create a safer new Kentucky home. Today is a proud day for the Department of Criminal Justice Training, for the Beshear Administration, and for the Commonwealth as a whole. It reflects a great deal of hard work, partnership, and belief in what this academy can mean for West Kentucky. We are proud of the effort that has taken so far, and even more excited about what's to come next. Thank you for being here, and thank you for helping us mark this important day. To begin our program, it's my privilege to introduce a man who helped lead this project from its earliest stages to today's groundbreaking. Justice and Public Safety Cabinet Secretary Keith Jackson began working on this facility during his time as Deputy Secretary, working with us to support our West Kentucky law enforcement brothers and sisters. Now, thanks to his steady hand, today our groundbreaking is on history. Secretary Jackson, thank you for your commitment. Thank you for your commitment to law enforcement. Would you like to say a few words?
I guess you just saw me wrestle with the flag there. So. And I think the flag won. But good afternoon. I'm proud to be here today making history for our Commonwealth and our brave law enforcement officers across the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Governor Beshear hoped to join us today, but weather prevented him from being able to arrive here safely. He sends his regards and asked me to step in to deliver remarks on his behalf. Know these remarks come from both of us, and know that the governor looks forward to being here at the ribbon cutting when the campus opens next year. Before going on, I will also want to take a moment to recognize one of Kentucky's brave law enforcement officers. On April 2nd, just down the road in Crittenden County, Sheriff Deputy Rick Cole was shot in the line of duty. He remains in serious condition, and the governor, myself, and all of Team Kentucky are praying for him and his family. So we can have a moment of silence for the Cole family in Crittenden County. Thank you. Deputy Cole also served as a resource officer for Crittenden County Schools, which is a true example of putting service above self. He has devoted his life to protecting our communities and ensuring that kids go home to their families safely. We'll continue to wrap our arms around the Coyle family and the Crittenden County community during this tough time. This is a reminder of the sacrifices our officers and their families make every single day in the effort to build a safer Kentucky. To each of you that selflessly put yourself in harm's way to protect our Commonwealth, I want to extend my deepest gratitude. As a former first responder, I quickly came to know the passion of officers who were often the first to arrive on scene. It was through that experience as a firefighter and a paramedic that I learned the courage, dedication, and work ethic of our law enforcement. When the Beshear administration took office in 2019, our state only offered basic training for law enforcement in Richmond. While that facility does great work preparing our officers for any situation they may face, having the single location meant some of you had to drive as much as 5 hours to the academy. That not only takes a toll on recruits, but also their families. Just an example, I drove from Louisville to Paducah yesterday, and I can only imagine having to do that every day. And so I understand why these steps were made. And because of that in the increase of the basic training in 2019, it quickly became clear that we needed to increase the options and provide additional support. So we got to work. We worked with a significant investment in this facility with our General Assembly. I'm grateful that we were able to work together to make this possible. But we also needed some immediate action, as was pointed out. And that's where local officials here in Madisonville and Hopkins County stepped up. Hopkins County Judge Executive Jack Whitfield, Mayor Kevin Cotton, the Chief Steve Bryan, provided us space at their facilities to provide the opening for the Western Kentucky Law Enforcement Training Academy, so we could start offering basic training as soon as possible. To each of you, my sincere thanks. We worked together and made it happen. And just a side note, we started in Murray, Kentucky. Steve Bryan making a comment, and here we are today. So thank you, sir, for standing up for law enforcement. I truly appreciate you. And Mayor Cotton, for what you've done to work with me. I think he uses my phone number more than his wife sometimes. But I think we've developed a very strong, beyond an acquaintanceship, we've become friends. And I'm honored to call you a friend. I was honored to be here in Madisonville last February to help open the facility, which meant that for the first time ever, the state was teaching basic training courses in two locations in the Commonwealth. Since that day, 37 officers graduated from basic training here in Madisonville. That is what Team Kentucky is all about. Thanks to them and so many others, we are able to be here today, breaking ground on a campus and the two facilities that will be housed here. The first facility is a 42,800 square foot administration building with classrooms, offices, showers, and changing areas. The second facility will be nearly 31,000 square feet high bay building. This will house an open training area, additional classrooms, and gym equipment. Together, these buildings will ensure officers have access to state-of-the-art resources that prepare them to service and serve their communities. This campus gives Team Kentucky a permanent footprint in Western Kentucky law enforcement training, and once completed, it will bring 20 full-time jobs to Madisonville with an average salary of about $60,000 a year. We're off to a great start, but we know we must continue building on this progress. That's why the Governor Beshear requested $64.8 million to build out the remaining term and the resources for this campus operation, which includes a firing range, an indoor firing range, and a driver's track. The General Assembly fulfilled part of the request, recently passing in the state budget, agreeing to just over $13 million to construct the driver's track here. Our hope is that the General Assembly will recognize the importance of what we're doing and trying to provide the entirety of the funding in the future. Because it's just not an investment, this is a much-needed facility. It's an investment in the progress we've been able to make over the past few years. Together, we have reduced, law enforcement has reduced serious crime by nearly 8% in 2024, reduced overdose deaths in the Commonwealth 3 straight years, lowered recidivism rates in 2 years in a row, increased the annual law enforcement training stipend to record highs, meaning these graduates will have more money in their pockets, as they should. Doubled the number of school resource officers protecting our students and teachers. Delivered nearly $12 million in grant funding to support officer safety and curb the sale of illegal drugs. We've graduated 2,728 officers from the state's basic academies since the governor took office, which has increased the number of officers protecting the state to over 9,000. None of that would be possible without you. And I say thank you again. So again, thank you to each of the leaders and partners who have made today possible, as well as the officers and their families who sacrifice so much for us each day. On behalf of Governor Beshear and the entire administration, we say thank you. Serving alongside you has been the honor of my lifetime, and we look forward to continuing to work and build a new, safer Kentucky home that we all dream of. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you, sir. Your continued support of our department, our mission, and Kentucky law enforcement officers has helped make this facility a reality. Thank you for your belief in this project and for helping us move it from an ideal to a true milestone. I would now like to introduce Madisonville Mayor Kevin Cotton. I'm so sorry. We did that to him at a prior, and I sat here thinking, don't do that to him again. I am so sorry, brother. I'd now like to introduce Madisonville Mayor Kevin Cotton, whose steady partnership and support of this project has been essential in getting this work done. He has worked tirelessly alongside state officials to help make this possible. And we are grateful for your commitment to this community and for your commitment to law enforcement. Thank you, sir.
That's okay, Deputy Commissioner. I get the microphone after you, right, so I can call you anything I want. But what I will say is every time I called, you were quick to answer the phone. Secretary, same thing. It's no question that this is a team effort. It's not one person making this a reality today. It's the sacrifices of our law enforcement, our families. It's every single person working together across this Commonwealth to make this impact that we're having right here in Madisonville today. It is truly a historic day in our community, not just for Madisonville, but for the law enforcement community across the Commonwealth. And some of the challenges that law enforcement was facing was 6 to 7 month wait times to just get into a class and then to have the class and then back into the communities. It was about a year and a half from the time that you would hire somebody to the time that you could get them on the road to serve in the communities. We didn't have that much time. We needed to work quicker, and the secretary, the commissioner, who is not with us today, that we want to lean on often, but the commissioner and the deputy commissioner definitely recognized those opportunities. The countless calls to the finance team, Kevin, hey, I need it in an hour. Can you do it? And you were able to make that happen. That's what it took to get where we're at today. But it wouldn't happen if it wasn't for our legislators. And we have in the crowd with us today our state representative in Hopkins County, Wade Williams, and we have our state senator, Robbie Mills. Those two individuals pushed this project up a hill and never gave up. I want to say that it was the partnerships with the leadership on both the Senate and the House side where we were advocating and partnering to believe in this project to get this across the finish line. President Stivers, the budget chair, Chris McDaniel, Speaker of the House, David Osborne, House Budget Chairman, Jason Petrie, and Representative Bowling and Bray, all of which recognized the need for law enforcement training across the Commonwealth and the fact that we were struggling with getting our officers on the road quick enough. But it doesn't just stop with our House and our Senate. It doesn't just stop with our local officials. It doesn't just stop with our team at the DOCJT. It's our federal partners as well. And working with Congressman Comer's office and working with Senator McConnell's office to bring more funds into the community for the project of taking law enforcement to the next level as we move into the future. We have in the audience somebody that knows full well how emergency services are integral in times of disaster. We have Kathy Onan, the mayor of Mayfield, Kentucky, who sits back in the back. I can see her smiling right now. She's the one that answered the call when the tornado hit Mayfield first before it hit Hopkins County. We learned about the devastation of what happened in Mayfield so that we could better prepare in Hopkins County as it was moving our direction. Her guidance and her wisdom has allowed me to be the person that I am, and it's allowed me to not give up. I want to emphasize the persistence that every person involved who refused to give up and who went all in, who kept showing up, who believed in what this facility could mean for our future. I want to thank Corey Elder, who is here with us today, who helped me as we navigated meetings at the last minute. Judge Jack Whitfield, a partner who not everybody across this Commonwealth can say that they have a partner with our judge executive like we have here in Madisonville and Hopkins County, because working together, we can do great things for the Commonwealth. Kentucky League of Cities and CAECO jumped on board immediately. Law enforcement officers all across the state of Kentucky signed letters of support to say, yes, we need this in our communities. Yes, we need this for our agency. It wasn't about who's on the right and who's on the left. It wasn't about who's wearing what color. It was all of us working together for one common goal, and that's to provide state-of-the-art training for law enforcement across the state. Thank you to Chief Steve Bryan, Major Jones, and Major McKnight. The many nights that we had to spend going back and forth to Frankfort at the last minute saying, hey, can you get me to Frankfort? And the answer was always, yes, let's go. The fact that they didn't think that I was nuts most of the time, but was willing to support me. And the fact that this didn't happen overnight. This has taken years to get to where we're at today. To my wife, Donna, of 30 years, the woman is an incredible person who is right now not here, but she's taking care of the reception afterwards. The person who was there when I said, honey, I got to go to Frankfort. I'm not going to be home tonight, or I'm going to miss this tomorrow. The original vision was to create a premier training facility that elevates law enforcement standards and prepares officers to serve with excellence, professionalism, and integrity. And it was easy as I would look to my chief and recognize exactly what that looked like. This facility is going to bring jobs, as we've already heard. It's going to bring visitors into the community, long-term investment here in Madisonville. It will strengthen our economy by supporting local small businesses. It's not just a win for Madisonville, but it's a win for law enforcement agencies across Kentucky. I am so proud to be the mayor of Madisonville and to have a role in shaping just this little bit of future for law enforcement across the Commonwealth. Thank you to everyone that made this a reality.
Appreciate you, sir.
We also have with us today Hardin County Sheriff's Deputy Brianna Ray. Deputy Ray was part of history herself, graduating as part of the first class of recruits to receive their basic training in Madisonville. But not only did she graduate, she excelled. Her passion, dedication, and effort did not go unnoticed. A natural leader, Breonna Ray was elected by her peers to serve as his class's adjutant. Her performance at the academy earned her the Academic Achievement Award, and she was chosen by the DOCJT staff as a recruit of distinction. Deputy Ray, thank you for answering the call, and thank you for being with us today.
Good afternoon. It's truly an honor to be here today and part of this moment. My name is Breonna Ray, and I serve as a Sheriff's Deputy at the Hardin County Sheriff's Office. Last year, I had the privilege of graduating as part of the very first basic training class here in Madisonville. And I can honestly say it was a special experience to be a part of something new, something meaningful, and something that will have a lasting impact on me and law enforcement in Western Kentucky. For those of us who went through the first class, this academy was more than a place to train. It was proof that this region matters, that the office who serve here matter, and that the investment is being made that will strengthen departments and communities for years to come. We knew we were part of the beginning of something important, and that is something I will always be proud of. Law enforcement training requires a great deal of responsibility from recruits. It is demanding mentally, physically, and emotionally. Going through that process here in Madisonville added a level of purpose and connection to the experience. It kept the focus on the communities we serve and the responsibility we carry as officers, and it reinforced why this profession matters. I'm also incredibly proud to have been part of the first class in Madisonville. There is a real sense of responsibility that comes with being the first. We knew that we were helping setting the tone for the program or for the classes that would follow, and we wanted to represent our agencies, our instructors, in this new program well. I will always be grateful to DOCJT and to the instructors who helped build this program. The seven men and women that are sitting right in front of me, and I know that they helped build this program from the ground up, and they made that class a success. Standing here today, breaking ground on this permanent facility is exciting because it shows that the effort is growing. What started as a new opportunity is becoming a long-term investment in officers, agencies, and public safety across this part of the state. I'm especially excited to know that I will be able to continue training here as in service here in Madisonville in the years ahead in a facility built to support the future of law enforcement in Western Kentucky. This project means opportunity, it means support, and it means the future recruits will have the chance to train in an environment designed to prepare them for the realities of this profession while building with professionalism, integrity, and pride that our communities expect. I'm grateful to everyone who helped make this day possible, and I'm proud to have a small part in the story of this academy. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Ray. Secretary Jackson, would you like to come back up to the podium?
All right. Thank you, Mayor Cotton, Deputy Ray, for your kind words and support of the future of Kentucky law enforcement. Now, not only do we get to break ground on the campus, but we also have the honor of naming two great Kentuckians who dedicated their lives to supporting the Commonwealth. So we have the families come up. I'm proud to share that we are naming the campus the Department of Criminal Justice Training West, Gaines Brown Campus. The two buildings on the campus will be known as the J. Michael Brown Administration Building and the Peanut Gaines High Bay Building.
From the bottom.
Right, thank you. Brian needs some help. All right. Thank you. Thank you all. It is a privilege to bestow this honor on behalf of two men who gave their lives to law enforcement, who spent their entire careers fighting for justice and the protection of Kentuckians. J. Michael Brown was the first African-American to serve as the Secretary of the Kentucky Justice and Public Safety Cabinet. Prior to his time at the Justice and Public Safety Cabinet, J. Michael served as the Deputy Attorney General under Governor Andy Beshear, or then Attorney General Andy Beshear, and Assistant Commonwealth's Attorney in the 30th Judicial District. He retired in 2022 after serving 3 years as the Secretaries of the Executive Cabinet and went on to serve as the Director of Pre-Law and Constitutional Studies at Simmons College of Kentucky. Throughout his life, he also served as president of the Louisville Bar Association and on the board and boards of Criminal Justice Association, the Kentucky State Board of Elections, and the West End Opportunity Partnership. He lost his fight with cancer on January 12, 2024. He deserves this building in his honor and so much more. Jerry M. Peanuts Gaines. Never met a stranger in law enforcement. He was the longest serving sheriff in Warren County and one of the longest serving in the Commonwealth, having served two terms from 1978 to 1982 and then from 1987 to 2018. Sheriff Gaines was a founding member of Kentucky Sheriff's Association's Boys and Girls Ranch, a five-time president of the Kentucky Sheriff's Association, the 1995 National Sheriff of the Year, 2000 to 2001 President of the National Sheriff's Association, and the only sheriff to serve as President of the Kentucky Association of Counties. That's pretty good, man. Sheriff Gaines was instrumental in growing the Warren County Sheriff's Office from 13 employees when he first was elected to over 100 at the time of his retirement. If you are a current member or a future member of law enforcement, I can bet you've heard of Sheriff Gaines. He brought a strong commanding presence to the career, and he led with dignity and courage. Kentucky is better off because of his service. Sheriff Gaines passed on October 22nd of 2025 at the age of 88. The Brown family could not be here today. We look forward to honoring their loved ones with the loved ones with them soon. We do have with us several members of the Gaines family, including Wes Jenkins, Sheriff Gaines' grandson. Public service and law enforcement run deep in the Gaines family. Wes followed in his grandfather's footsteps to protect and serve. He currently serves as a detective with the Barron River Drug Task Force and a task force officer with the Louisville and Bowling Green FBI offices. Wes, thank you for your service. Thank you for being here today. And as you were bowing so, come and give us some words.
I've been voluntold my whole life, so we'll get through it. Good afternoon, everyone. Today, as we break ground on a facility dedicated to preparing and strengthening those who serve and protect, it is only fitting that we also honor a man whose life's work helped lay the foundation of this very mission. Sheriff Jerry Peanuts Gaines. To our family, he was Dad, Peanuts, Sheriff, and someone we could always count on. But to Warren County, to Kentucky, and to law enforcement officers across the nation, he was a servant leader known for his dedication, kindness, and bigger-than-life personality. If anybody knew him, you know what I'm talking about. For more than 40 years, Jerry Peanuts Gaines wore the badge of Warren County Sheriff with great pride, integrity, and dedication. Becoming the longest-serving sheriff in Kentucky history, his service was about helping people, and though he took great pride in his title and tenure as Warren County Sheriff, initiating many programs like Neighborhood Watch, DARE, and others, it was the people he helped along the way that he considered his greatest accomplishments. It was about protecting people, strengthening communities, and making sure those who wore the badge had every opportunity to be better trained, better prepared, and better equipped to serve everyone in their community. He believed law enforcement should never stop learning because communities deserve officers trained not only with courage, but with wisdom and compassion. That belief is why he is instrumental in leading the way for the Kentucky Sheriff's Academy and why he worked tirelessly with the Kentucky Sheriff's Association, the Kentucky Legislature, the National Sheriff's Association, and our national government in his many other leadership roles to champion progress in law enforcement and officer training. He understood that investing in officers meant investing not only in their safety and education, but in safer communities everywhere. Today, having a wing of this facility bear his name is more than an honor. It is a reflection of his life's work. He loved being sheriff of Warren County and representing his community and state as he traveled our great nation. And boy, did he travel. He's been everywhere from the east to the west, to the north, to the south, everywhere. This building will train the men and women who chose service over self, and in many ways, that is exactly what he spent his life doing. Albeit those who knew him know that he fully embraced his notoriety too. So today, we do not simply remember him, we see the continuation of his work. May every officer who walks these halls be reminded that leadership is service, and that strength is built through knowledge, and that one person's commitment to helping those in need can leave a legacy that serves generations. Jerry Peanut's Gaines watch may be over, but his impact will stand for many years to come. Thank you for honoring his memory, and God bless each and every one of you.
Now it's time to make history and break ground on this campus here in Madisonville, our permanent home here in West Kentucky. I'd like to take a moment to recognize those who are instrumental in this project so far and who will help us shovel some dirt as we get this construction started. Secretary Jackson, Department of Criminal Justice Training Administrative Assistant Director Kevin Rader, Mayor Cotton, Hopkins County Judge Executive Jack Whitfield, Madisonville Police Chief Steve Bryan, Deputy Ray, Andrew Moore from EOP Architects, who helped us design this facility we're breaking ground on today, David Elder, Matt Elder of Ridley Construction, and Sean McKinney, who is our lead here for DOCJT in Madisonville. If each one of you would come forward and help us break some ground.
one with the back.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the second time I've got to hear you talk, because I heard you at the graduation.
Yeah.
No, that's the...
It was before
State
that.
State of the Commonwealth.
Oh.
Nice work. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Let's take just a minute. The gentleman that put this together for us last night worked till about 9 o'clock last night and did an amazing job putting it together for us. It really looked nice. So thank that group of people for making it happen. Just a couple of things before we get done here. We're going to dismiss the class. So class 571, if you would go ahead and dismiss now before we let everybody else go. Going to be a reception at Mar Park at one of the event barns there. There's plenty of food and everybody's welcome to come join us. So please come down there just as we leave here. Thank you all for joining us today. Team Kentucky looks forward to decades of partnerships with the Madisonville community and to our law enforcement officers. We're committed to providing professional training to anyone who passes through our campus, and we continue to look forward to the future. Thank you all. Be safe. Have a good day. It's Event Barn A. Event Barn A, if you want to come down and join us.